Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder whether a report card with no total score and no letter grade can still be called a report card? While sorting through my child's learning portfolio from 2015 to 2016, I came across three semester assessments. It was a trimester system. One page per subject, a radar chart on the left and a written comment on the right. I flipped through to the very end and never found a total score. When people hear for the first time about assessment without grades, they often assume it means nothing is being evaluated. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It evaluates far more. The dimensions on the radar chart covered things like persistence, collaborative discussion, and resourcefulness. None of these appear on a traditional report card, yet they are precisely the capacities that determine how far a learner will go. The written comments were always anchored to specific concrete events, and they always closed by looking forward, pointing toward what could be practiced in the coming semester. The summary page even offered parents a note. The radar chart is relational, so the numerical value itself is not the point. What made it particularly interesting was that sitting in the same folder was another set of assessments. That same year, my child was also enrolled in an external English course which issued a card each semester, with 10 dimensions added together into a total score out of 500, then converted into a letter grade. The same child, the same school year, two entirely opposing philosophies existing side by side. I don't want to frame this as a contest between good and bad. Scores are concise and comparable. Narrative writing makes the child visible, but it costs teachers a significant amount of time. The real difference became clear to me in this way. If you go back and read these documents 10 years later, the letter grade carries no information whatsoever, because that class has long since disbanded, but those written comments are still alive. A score tells you where your child stands. Observation tells you who your child is, in the process of becoming. Which one you choose is really an answer to a deeper question. Is assessment for ranking, or is it for learning?